I was thinking yesterday or the day before about the rod of Aaron.
我前两天想到亚伦的杖。
It was just a dry rod.
亚伦的杖只是一只干了的枝子。
Made out of an almond tree.
是由一棵杏树的枝子做成的。
Bark peeled off.
它的树皮已经给剥下来
了。No branches on it, all smooth, not even the bud of a branch.
它上面所有的小枝子都给弄平了，一点芽都没有。
Definitely no roots on the bottom.
当然它的底部没有根了。
Just a stout rod, that's all.
就只有一根杆子而已。
But then, to see who God had chosen for a high priest,The rods of the 12 elders and Aaron's was placed in the holy place before the Ark of God.
但是为了要看是谁是神所拣选的大祭司，所以亚伦还有十二个长老的杖子就被放到神的约柜面前。
And there's one thing about that Ark, the presence of God was there.
关于约柜有一点就是神的同在在那里。
The only place, and nobody could go in to disturb that place.
那是唯一的地方，没有人能够进到那里打扰那个地方。
A place of peace and light and love, grace.
在那里有平安，有爱，有恩典。
And that rod was just sitting there.
那根杖子就摆在那儿。
And there is something about that place.
那个地方有一点。
There's something about that ark.
那约柜有一点。
There's something about that mysterious light that lighted up the ark.
那个很神奇的光使得约柜照亮的地方。
There's something about that divine heavenly presence.
那个神圣的属天的同在有一点。
So charged with life.
是这么的充满了生命。
That rod began to vibrate.
那根杖子就开始震动。
It began to feel what it hadn't felt since it was cut off.
开始就有感觉了，他本来被砍下来以后已经没有感觉了。
Strange life forces penetrated it into its deadness.
奇妙的生命力就渗透到了他的死里面。
And buds begin to come forth.
芽开始长出来。
And the leaves and turn green.
叶子也变绿了。
And then flowers.
然后有花。
And then fruit.
有果子。
And I thought, you know, it didn't do anything.
你知道吗？我想说
，It just sat there.
这根杖子它自己没有做什么事情，它就是摆在那边。
It didn't try to push any roots down through the floor.
它没有试着要长出一点根伸到地里面去。
It didn't try to stretch out any branches.
它也没有试着要伸展出一点枝子。
It did nothing.
它什么都没有做。
But Sit there.
只是
That's all.
立在那里，就只有这样子。
Whether there was a rain that night, no one knows.
那天晚上有没有下雨，没有人知道。
Whether with thunder and lightning, nobody knows.
那天晚上有没有闪电打雷
，What went on outside, nobody knows.
外面发生了什么事情，没有人知道。
But inside,
但是在里面
，There was that presence.
有那个同在。
And all was still.
一切都是静默的。
That rod didn't crack and pop and make noises trying to become alive.
那根杖子它并没有自己制造一些噪音出来，试着要有生命。
It didn't fall down and roll around the floor.
它也没有倒下来在地上打滚。
It didn't even become a holy roller.
它也没有成为一个圣滚者。
It just stayed there.
它就留在那里。
And you know, if we just get quiet and let that spirit stay there, more is going to happen than anything we can do.
你知道，只要我们静默下来，让圣灵常住在我们的里面，这就远超过我们能够做的一切。
We can get ourselves all upset trying to do God's work for Him.
我们有可能试着在为神工作，然后整个人都扰乱了。
David discovered a little bit about that.
大卫发现了一点有关这样的事情。
Be still and know that I'm God.
他说：“你们要静默，知道我是神。”
And again he said, "The thing I want most in life is just to sit there before that ark and just sit there."
他还说我在一生中最想要做的事情就是坐在那里坐在那约柜的前面
King David, you lazy bones, we got work for you to do.
你会说大卫王你这个懒骨头我们有工作要你做
Go on, leave me alone.
他说不你不要管我
I'll just sit here.
我要坐在这里
He was in that mystery presence.
他在那个奥秘的同在中
That's where the life is.
那就是生命的所在
Jesus was so full of life.
耶稣是这么的充满了生命。
That you could just touch his clothes and life would flow through and heal all the diseases.
你只要摸着他的衣裳，生命就会流过来，医治所有的疾病。
He was full of life.
他充满了生命。
Because the Spirit was resting there.
因为圣灵停住在那里。
And he was never worried or upset about things. He knew what would happen. We'll let it happen.
他从来不会担心不会不安他知道事情会发生就让事情发生吧
My father will take care of it.
我的父会处理好的
Now wait a minute, they killed him. Yeah,
等一等
they do.
人们伤了
They'll kill me tomorrow.
是的他们明天要那些人明天要杀我
But I'll meet you 3 days later.
但是我三天后会跟你们见面
He wasn't upset.
他没有不安
He was destroyed but not upset.
他被毁了但是他没有不安
He said, my peace I want to give you.
他说我要把我的平安赐给你们
Maybe he didn't say it that way. He said it stronger. He didn't say I want to. He said, I do give you.
他讲的方式更强他不是说我想要给你们而是说我确实给了你们
Now take care of it so the Holy Spirit can rest and abide.
那么你就把这个平安处理好好让圣灵能够安歇能够常住
And when he rests and abides, that's when the changes come.
当圣灵安歇常住的时候就是改变来到的时候
That's when the life force flows
这就是生命力量流出来的时候
That's when the illumination develops and revelation comes
这就是光临到还有启示临到的时候
Because the dove found a place to rest
因为鸽子找到了一个安歇的地方
And if he's resting, why shouldn't you?
若他在安歇你为什么不能够安歇呢
And if he flies away when you stop resting,
如果你停止安息的时候他飞走了
well, your flying around is not going to help any.
你到处飞没有办法有没有什么帮助的
that's not going to bring him back.
这没有办法把他带回来
He will come when all gets quiet again.
当一切再度宁静下来的时候圣灵就会来
The drives to accomplish things in life, or even for God.
定罪感，还有在生命中的那种不得不去做一些事情，甚至是为神做事的那种感觉。
He says he'll bring that rest. He tells us in Hebrews, he'll bring a rest for the people of God.
在希伯来书告诉我们说，神的百姓有安息。
That's such a wonderful word.And such a scarce item on earth.
那在世界上是这么奇妙，但是却是这么少有的。
We are very, very restless.
我们是很静不下来的人。
Moving, want to go.
我们一直想要动
do this, do that.
想要去做做这个做那个。
Enjoy this, enjoy that.
要加入这个做那个。
Taste this and taste that.
尝尝这个尝那个。
We're very restless.
我们是很静不下来的。
Even in the church of God.
甚至在神的教会中。
We think activity is a charm of life.
我们认为活动才是在生命中吸引我们的事情。
But we can be active and still be at rest.
但是我们有可能活跃着却仍然有安息。
Or we can be inactive and very, very restless.
或是我们也有可能没有在做什么但是里面却没有安息
And we read there is a rest for the people of God
我们读到有一安息为神的百姓存留
And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to bring us into
这就是圣灵想要把我们带进去的地方
Where we cease from our own labors
就是我们歇了自己的工
The things we do for ourselves
就是那些我们为自己做的事情
Oh, sometimes we cover it
有时候我们把遮盖起来
We're doing it for others.
我们想说、哦、我们是为别人做的
Of course we are.
当然我们是的
So they will give you a wonderful thank you.
好让别人会给你一个很棒的
And write about
谢谢
you in the papers what a wonderful thing you did.
然后在报纸上写说你做了多么美好的事情
And put your name on the list of great works of charity.
把你的名字列在那些慈善事业的上面
So who did I do it for after all?
所以毕竟我到底是为谁做的呢?
For them or for me?
是为他们还是为我?
When we cease from our own labors,
当我们歇了自己的工作,
the things that will gratify self, the things that will glorify self, the things that will advance self, the things that will fulfill my ambition.
就是那些能够满足自己给自己荣耀的事情或者是提升自己野心的这些事情。
It doesn't say cease from labors.
他没有说你要歇了不做工。
Just the wrong type of labors.
只是那种不对的工。
That destroy our rest and destroy our tranquility and destroy our serenity.
那会摧毁我们的安静我们的安息还有祥和。
And we move into anxieties.
我们就进到了焦虑里面。
And then think we are strong because we force it through anyway.
然后却以为自己很刚强因为我们就拼命用力来做成了。
Even if I know I'm going to go to the hospital because I'm going to be so determined to get this done.
即使我知道我这样子做我下定决心要这样做即使我要进医院都没有关系
Take me a month to recuperate
结果我要花一个月的时间才能够恢复
We drive ourselves
我们会逼自己
That's why Jesus put it into our hands
这就是为什么耶稣把这件事情交在我们的手中
As they say, he put the ball in our court
可以说他把球放在我们的这一边
He said, don't let your heart be troubled
他说不要让你的心忧愁
Just don't let it
他说你不要让他这样子
The Holy Spirit is looking for a place to rest
圣灵在找一个安歇的地方
He is totally uncomfortable in restlessness
在那个静不下来没有安息的地方他完全不自在的
He cannot stand the winds of anxieties
他承受不了焦虑的风
They offend him
那些会冒犯了他
He has to leave it
他必须离开
If there's one thing, one gift that God gave to man that is very much needed and very little appreciated
神给人一样东西是人很需要但是却很少人感激的一样
That is the gift of peace
那就是他赐给我们的平安
And the gift we so little appreciate and so little take hold of
他所赏赐给我们这样东西我们很少去感激也很少去掌握住
Like I was reading about a man that was sent a letter on a letter with a very unusual stamp
就像我读到有一个人他寄了一封信那那信上有一张很不寻常的邮票
and so he cut it off and kept it
所以他就把那个邮票给剪下来了留住了
and he was a very poor man
他是一个很穷的人
and he struggled through life
他在生命中都是挣扎着过的
living at the very bottom of the poverty level
是活在非常
贫穷的 but he kept that little stamp
但是他就留住了那张小邮票
andAfter he died,
他死后
his son went through his things and found that envelope with that little stamp in it.
他的儿子就看他的东西就发现有、那个、
Because it was old by then.
有那个信封上面有那张邮票因为
He took it down and see if it was worth anything.
已经很老了所以他就带到街上去看有没有任何的价值
When the Philatelist stamp man saw it,
当那些集邮的人看到了
he shouted,
他就喊着
Where did you get that?
你这个是从哪里拿到的
There was only 12 of those printed
这种只印过十二张
That's worth several million dollars
值几百万块
All the time he had it
他一直有这个东西
And lived in poverty
却活在贫穷里
My peace I give unto you
我将我的平安赐给你们
My peace I give unto you.
我将我的平安赐给你。
Not as the world gives. No, it's not that kind of peace.
不像世人所赐的，不是那种平安。
We think of peace outside.
我们想的平安是外面的。
God thinks of peace inside.
神想的平安是在里面的。
Outside take care of itself.
外面的会自己处理。
When I'm safe at home with the heater on and a winter storm blowing, I don't care what's outside.
当我在家里面很安全开着暖气外面即使吹了暴风雨我都不在乎
It's the inside that matters
重要的是里面
Now if a tree falls on the house
如果树倒在房子上
Opens it wide up to the storm Well then I'll be concerned
那这时候有暴风雨，我就会很关心了。
But once it's outside,
但是只要是在外面。
Years ago, first part of this century,
很多年前在这世纪初的时候
a certain museum was lacking a picture that represented peace.
有一个博物馆，它缺少一张图画能够代表平安的。
It was a big museum in Chicago, if I remember rightly.
如果我记得没错的话，是在芝加哥的一个博物馆。
So they put on a shall we say a concourse, a trial to see who could best paint the picture of peace, and they would receive a reward of several thousand dollars.
所以他们就有一个比赛，看谁能够画一幅最好的能够代表平安的画。
So they sent a notice
那他们的奖金有几千块钱。
To all the main artists.
所以他们就把这个消息发布给所有主要的艺术家。
And they got back some beautiful pictures.
那他们就寄了一些很美的图画回来。
A beautiful picture of an ocean and shore with all so calm, just little tiny waves.
那有一张图画上面是。很美的海岸，然后那个都风平浪静的，只有一点点的波浪。
Sometimes the ocean's that way, it just looks like a lake.
有时候海那样子的时候看起来像湖。
Or a mountain scene.
或是山上的景色。
Or a beautiful lake.
或是很美的湖。
Or some sheep or something like that resting in a beautiful green pasture.
或是有羊在很美的草场上休息。
They had all kinds of pictures of a peaceful representation.
他们有各种各样代表平安的很美图画。
And then they opened one picture and they scratched their heads. What in the world is this?
然后他们
goodness.
打开一张图画就看说，就搔搔头说这到底是什么
storm.
那是一个很可怕的风暴。
On a cliff overlooking the ocean, and the waves were raging. It was well painted.
那是在海边的一个悬崖，然后那个风浪打得非常的大，
And the wind was blowing the spray of the wind of the waves.
然后风把那个浪打得到处都是。
And an old tree was bending with the wind blowing so hard.
因为风吹得太厉害了，有一棵老树都被吹弯了。
It didn't look anything like peace.
这看起来一点都不像平安。
So they put it aside and just didn't fit.
所以他们就把这张图画放到一旁，想都没有想。
And they went through all of them.
他们看了所有的画。
But when it's all through, they thought, "Well, why did they send us this picture?" Did they understand?
然后想说，为什么这个人会送这张画来呢？难道他不懂吗
？They got out and looked at it again.
然后他们就把这张画拿出来再看一次。
And one of the judges said, "Oh, wait, look."
有一个裁判说，等一等，你看。
And there.In a little bush growing in a cave was a little bird singing.
在那个洞里面有一棵小树里面有个洞，然后一只小鸟在那里歌唱着。
And that won the reward.
那就赢得了奖。
In spite of all this,
尽管有这一切
there was peace.
有平安。
Yes, things will come.
是的，事情会发生。
But when it comes,
但是当它发生的时候
in Isaiah, see if I can find it right quick.
在以赛亚书
I believe it's in the 40s.
以赛亚书
Let's see if it is.
四十几
If not, I'll have to quote it to you. Yes, 43.
以赛亚书四十三
Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3.
以赛亚书四十三章第一、第二、第三节。雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说：你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾替你的名招你，你是属我的。你从水中经过，我必与你同在。你趟过江河，水必不漫过你；你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。因为我是耶和华你的神，是以色列的圣者，你的救主。我已经使埃及做你的赎价，使古实和西巴代替你。
He said, "Don't fear."
他说你不要害怕。
Don't fear.
不要害怕。
Because I have called you, and you belong to me. Now just don't fear.
因为我招了你，你是属于我的，你就不要害怕。
When you pass through the deep waters, I will be with you.
当你经过深水的时候，我会与你同在。
I want you to notice, he said when, not if.
我要你注意到，他是说当你经过的时候，没有说如果你经过。
There's a big difference.
这个差别很大。
Maybe you'll escape. No, no, he didn't say that.
或许你会逃过去。
He said,
不，他没有这样说。
Maybe you take another path. He didn't say that.
他也没有说你可以走另外一条路。
He said, when you do.
他说是当你经过的时候。
So, you will.
所以你会经过。
But he said, don't fear.
但他说你不要害怕。
I'll be with you.
我会和你同在。
And when you pass through the rivers.
当你经过江河。
They won't drown you.
水不会把你淹没了。
And when you walk through the fire, you will, in other words.
当你行过火中，换句话说，你会经过火。
Some kind of fire.
某一种火。
There's lots of kinds of fires.
有许多种火。
Maybe the fire of criticism.
或许是批评的火。
Maybe the fire of sickness. Maybe the fire of accidents.
或许是疾病的火，或是意外的火。
But when that happens.
但是当这发生的时候。
You're not going to get burned.
你不会被烧。
You know when the preach.Men passed through the fiery furnace. They didn't get burned.
你知道当那个
There wasn't even a smell of smoke.
三个人在火炉中的时候，他们甚至没有被烧，也没有烟的味道。
Just the rope got burned off their hands and feet.
只有他们手脚上的绳子被烧掉了。
There's not going to be any flames burning on you.
火焰也不会烧在你的身上。
Because you're mine, I'm the Lord your God.
因为你是我的，我是耶和华你的神，你不要害怕。
Don't let those anxieties, don't let those worries get a hold of you.
不要让这些焦虑、担心掌握了你。
And so disturb the environment that the dove can't stand it and flies away.
这么扰乱了你的环境，以至于鸽子必须飞走，没有办法停留。
Oh yes, we'll pass through things.
是的，我们会经过事情。
If not today, then tomorrow.
若不是今天，也是明天。
But when it comes,
但是当它来到的时候
there'll be that help.
会有帮助。
You won't get drowned, and you're not going to get overflown, and you're not going to burn, and you're not going to get flames eaten out your hair.
你不会被淹没，也水也不会。
Because I'm going to take care of you.
火也不会烧到你，你的头发也不会被烧着，因为我会照顾你。
How are you going to do it, God?
神，你想要怎么做？
Don't bother to ask.
你根本不必去问。
Those are his secrets.
这些是他的秘密。
He just will.
他就是会做。
One way or another way.
不管是用什么样的方式。
He will take care of you.
他会照顾你。
And so the Holy Spirit came to stay.
所以圣灵来停留。
And he will not stay unless we learn...What Jesus said, don't let your heart get troubled.
他没有办法长住。
As soon as it starts,
除非我们学会耶稣所说的，不要让你的心忧愁。
Run and pick up that gift, my peace.
当这一开始的时候，你就跑过去，把他给你这个礼物拿起来。
Maybe through worship, maybe through praise.
或许透过。
Maybe through repentance.
赞美，或许透过敬拜，或许透过悔改。
Maybe through.Not reading or watching what you're doing.
或许就不要再读你原来读的，或是看你原来看的东西。
Maybe not talking to the wrong people.
或许不要跟不对的人讲话。
Some people become friends, but they're not friends. They're friendly enemies.
有些人不是朋友，有些人变成朋友，但他们不是朋友，他们只是很友善的敌人。
And they feed you their fears.
他们把他们的惧怕喂给你，还有他们的担心。
About the politicians and the politics.
还有讲到那些政治家政治。
And what the politicians are doing.
还有政治家在做些什么。
Oh, about the economy.
还有经济。
And the wars.
战争。
Oh, you can feed on a lot of garbage.
你可能吃很多这样的垃圾。
It's out there.
是在外面的。
But he said, don't let it.
但是他说不要让这个事情。
Learn to take care of that peace.
学习去照顾那个平安。
Learn to value it.
学习看重它。
Learn to realize there is a rest to the people of God.
学习明白神的百姓有一安息。
God gave it.
神已经给了。
Jesus gave it.
耶稣已经给了。
And the Holy Spirit can only rest where his peace rests.
唯有当我们的里面安息的时候，圣灵才能够安息。
And that's why the dove could come and light on Jesus.
这就是为什么耶稣鸽子能够来停住在耶稣的身上。
There was no uncleanness there.
它的里面没有不干净的。
There's no dead carrion there.
里面没有死尸。
There was no turbulence and disturbance.
里面没有扰乱不安。
He walked in peace.
他行在平安中。
Let not your heart be troubled.
不要让你的心忧愁了。
Believe in me, I will take care.
相信我，我会处理的。
Holy Spirit, you came to abide.
圣灵，你来就是要常住。
You came to rest.
你来要安息。
You came to stay with us day and night.
你来要日日夜夜和我们住在一起。
You don't ask us to try to develop ourselves and change ourselves and make ourselves.
你没有要求我们试着自己去长大，自己改变自己。
All we have to do is abide.
我们要做的事情。
You said abide in me and I in you.
你说要住在我的里面，我住在你的里面。
You can ask what you will, I'll give it to you.
你无论求什么，我就必赐给你。
Lord, we forget to abide in you.
主，我们忘了要住在你的里面。
We see the things that are around us, and we hear the things around us, and it gets inside of us and makes us soperturbed and concerned and anxious.
我们看到周围的事情，听到周围的事情，那些东西进到我们的里面，让我们都整个人扰乱了，焦虑了。
And we forget that we are yours.
我们却忘了我们是属你的。
The mighty God of Israel, we belong to you.
以色列大能的神，我们属于你。
And you have promised to take care of us.
你应许要照顾我们。
Even to the day of death.
甚至到死的那一日
and even beyond,
甚至在死后
because you said when you walk through that river,
因为你说当你行过那河
I will be with you,
我会和你同在
even that river of death that no one else can go with me,
甚至那死的河是没有任何人能够跟我一起去的
no one else can go with you,
没有任何人能够跟你一起去
all alone,
是单独的
said, I will be with you.
他却说我会和你同在
It won't overflow you.
这不会漫过你
Give us, Lord, to be thankful for that gift of peace.
主让我们因着你所赐给我们的平安而感谢感激
Not to hide it in an envelope for my children.
不是把它藏在一个信封里要给我的孩子
But to take it out and use it.
而是把它拿出来用
and live with it
和它住在一起
take it into my life
把它带到我的生命中
so that that wonderful spirit will never be forced to leave
好让那奇妙的圣灵绝对不会被迫离开
he can come and light on you
它能够来落在你的身上
and will not be frightened away
不会被吓走
work it out in our lives and hearts, I pray, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，求你在我们的生命，在我们的心中做成这件事。
Amen.
Amen.